My name is Dr. Mpho Phalatse, the former mayor of the city of Johannesburg. Entering politics for me was never about becoming a politician. It was about positioning myself to be a voice for the vulnerable. In 2010, while servicing my contract with SASSA doing disability assessments, I realized that most applicants for the disability grant had no disability. They were just helpless, unemployed individuals in search of humanitarian aid. I saw how fragmented the system of government was and how it was failing to work horizontally to service the person on the ground. I then moved to Johannesburg in 2011 to specialize in public health medicine at WITS. 4 years later, while working at the Alexandra Community Health Center, I was again confronted with abject poverty. The resultant violence and aggression again drove me to action. I applied to be a DAPR councillor with the hope of representing the people of Alex. And following the 2016 local government elections, I was then appointed to serve as MMC for Health and Social Development. And this was the beginning of my political career. Some of my successes were extending hours of service in clinics, rolling out mobile clinic services, establishing substance abuse treatment centres, and spearheading the city's first ever independent power producer program. I left politics in October 2023 after a seven-year fruitful career. I'm currently back in medical practice, serving communities of Rustenburg, Boksburg, and Johannesburg across 9 private hospitals. I'm also involved in public health activism in various forms. Serving humanity is my passion, and at the right time, I'll definitely return to politics.
I decided to join politics because I felt that it was a calling of mine to help people. It could have been politics, it could have been government, but whatever I was going to do for me needed to have some form of social impact. And I've always enjoyed politics and the idea of making legislation that makes things better. And I quite frankly enjoy being in communities on the ground. So that's why I decided to join politics. I wanted to make a real difference, and I really enjoyed my time there. I was a counselor for several years, and then I was an MPL in KZN for about 10 years. So my political career, at least as a former representative, was for just over 15 years. But I would say that having started youth branches and university chapters, and my activism goes all the way back since I was 19, so much longer than when I was a formal voted for or elected public representative. One of the reasons that I decided to leave politics was at a particular meeting. We had had a really long discussion about something. And at the end of the discussion, there was meant to be a vote. And when we were about to take that vote around the table, more than half of the political representatives were either asleep or not paying attention. And only when they realized that we were voting did they scramble around to find out what number of the agenda we were on, what was it that we were voting on. And so that left me so despondent that you could put so much work into it and that so many people were not prepared to do the same. And I mean, there's a number of different reasons. I also felt that I could make more of a social impact outside of the political space in the meantime, because I just ran a big election race in my party. I had lost, and I felt that the ideas that I had, if they weren't being welcomed in the political party, I still thought they were good enough. And so I wanted to go and explore if that was going to be possible. I think some of the things that I wanted to change in South Africa are things that we still see being a problem now. The huge amounts of inequality, the poverty that we see, and just the fact that young people in particular might have dreams and aspirations and never get the opportunities to live their lives. And I think that there is nothing worse in life than feeling like you have not fulfilled your potential. I'm currently serving my community by running an organization called the Groundwork Collective. It's a community initiative that enables patriotic South Africans to be able to actively take part in making sure that they are agents and that they are able to have a say in what happens to their immediate community. And by that, change the culture and behavior of how we can make political players more accountable to us, but also how we can create a culture of what does it mean to be a citizen of South Africa, not just in terms of voting, but what do we do beyond that? What are we doing to participate in this wonderful democracy?